I've been thinking a lot about the recent protests slash revolution slash riots, whatever you want to call them, because I've been thinking a lot about confirmation bias. But I've been thinking a lot about how John Livingston was really right when he said that believing is seeing. Not seeing is believing, but believing is seeing, that we see what we believe. And if you want to look at what is happening around us, and you want to see protests, then that's primarily what you see. And if you want to see a revolution, that's primarily what you see. And if you want to see riots, that's primarily what you see. And a great example of this was the killing of the man outside the Wendy's in Atlanta. And if what you want to see, or what you are predisposed to see, is police acting, and I've watched the videos, and if what you want to, if what you are predisposed to see is police murdering a man, then that's the narrative that you can fit around it. If you're predisposed to see a violent felon who is attacking police and gets shot as a response to that, then you can make that narrative fit. And I see this on the larger scale too, that if you want to see Chaz or Chop as a vibrant success of a resistance movement, that's what you can see. And if you want to see it as a steaming mess, that's what you can see. And I'm not, and people who know me know this, I'm not going to take this the postmodern direction and say that this means that there is no reality. But something that I've been, that has been very important to me from the beginning of my work has been that all writing is propaganda, and all, and we can look at things from different perspectives. I wrote the beginning of Endgame within a month or two of 9/11. And early in that book, within the first 20 pages, I did four versions of 9/11. One from the perspective of what purely physically happened, which is that airplanes flew into buildings and buildings collapsed. And human beings died. And I don't remember all the perspectives, but another perspective, I mean, that's just physically what happened. Another perspective is that there were horrible terrorists who killed all sorts of innocent people. Another perspective was that there were people fighting back against the evil U.S. empire. And I guess the point of all this is not, as I said, the postmodern idea that there is no reality, but instead what I wish is that when people see evidence, I wish that they would attempt to I wish they would allow the evidence of their senses to at least slightly permeate the armor of their preconceptions. And allow for that new evidence to at least slightly influence their deeply held preconceptions that blind them to all other possibilities than what they already believe. And this applies not just to the current situation. The world is so complex that we can easily make up all sorts of theories to describe it. So Richard Dawkins can look at the world and he can see selfish genes manifest everywhere. I can look at the world and see interspecies cooperation. Who's right? Neither one of us. Both of us. All of us. But there is a physical reality, just like there are political realities. And when we make pronunciations, I wish we would acknowledge that these pronunciations are filtered by our preconceptions. What I wish is that when people interpret physical reality, they would acknowledge and attempt to take into account the role that confirmation bias plays in their interpretation of those events.